Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. As Stephen Jones joining us for his weekly appearance right here on your home of the Cowboys. We'll take your phone calls coming up here at the top of the hour. Good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Well, congratulations on the win.
Oh, well, it was, as we knew, it was basically the same game. In terms of urgency that the Eagles game was, and, you know, to go on the road and get both those games against solid football teams is not easy. And, you know, hats off to the guys. They executed. They got the job done when they needed to, and both big wins on the road.
So what's the biggest difference between how the Cowboys are playing these last two games compared to the previous two against Washington and Tennessee?
You know, I just think offensively we're starting to execute better, especially on the road. And, I think you got to look at it and say certainly Amari Cooper's making a difference in terms of what the defense does to account for him. And I do think it loosens him up. And then, when they're focused on Amari, I think some of the other guys are obviously getting better matchups. And, you know, I think it's making a difference. Obviously, Zeke is playing at a very high level, both running the ball and as a receiver. And, I just think at the end of the day, it's, you know, the offense executing and getting, the amount of points we need to pull off these wins rather than come up short. Obviously, the defense is playing at a high level. That's an explosive team we played with Matt Ryan, probably the best receiving core maybe in the NFL. When you look at the group of guys they have. And so, it was just a big, big win for us.
Does, when you win the coin toss, deferring to the second half to get the ball, is that telling us that everybody realizes the defense is the strength of this team now?
Well, I think, it's a work in progress. I think, ultimately, you'd like to think that, it's a flip of the coin. But, you got hats off to the defense. They've probably played more consistent this year in terms of, going out and performing week in and week out. But I do think, with the addition of Amari Cooper, this offense is starting to gel. And I look forward to seeing him again this week at home to see how we perform against the Redskins.
I did see that it looks like you mentioned something about trying to find ways to get Amari Cooper the ball more with him having just three catches this week. I know we're style pointing a win there, but what are you looking for particularly with him?
You know, you just would like to think, not unlike they did with Julio Jones yesterday, that, you're going to come up with creative ways to get him the ball. I think Scott's done a great job with him, and, he's just come into the building. So, I think it's a work in progress, but I do think, when you have receivers like these type of players, you've got to continue to work to get them the ball. That's why we're, gave up a number one pick for him, and certainly why we are, ultimately he's 24 years old, probably going to have a big contract coming his way.
With Zeke having a couple of big games the last 2 weeks, do you give Amari Cooper some credit for that, or how much credit do you give him? Is it changing the looks you guys are getting?
Yeah, that's how I started the show. I think you got to give some credit to Amari Cooper. I think they're aware of him. They know he's out there. They're having to back into him on double coverage quite a bit, and I just think that it's certainly loosening up the defenses that we're seeing in terms of the number of players in the box, those type of things. And same thing goes for Zeke catching the ball out of the backfield. We've seen some big, big plays on short checkdowns, on screens, things of that nature to Zeke. He's making, some big yardage and some big plays on those type of things. And, at the end of the day, when you got a player with the explosiveness and the respect people have for Amari Cooper, I think you have to give him some credit.
Okay, I want to go back over and talk about Leighton Vander Esch. Obviously, the pick was a huge momentum builder. And then the 3rd and 2 down at the 3-yard line to get the stop there against Hooper to force the field goal was just two massive plays that obviously you wouldn't get last year because Leighton Vander Esch was still in college. But what can you say big picture? Are we watching the next Cowboys superstar here emerging before our eyes?
Well, when he came out, one of the things that people stressed, our scouts stressed, our coaches stressed is, he's a playmaker. And certainly his pass coverage at the very top of the list in terms of his instincts when he's dropping in coverage. And then you take his length that comes with Leighton being 6'5" and his long arms. I mean, he's just a long football player. He's able to make up a couple inches there to get to the ball, and either make the tackle or make the deflection, the knockdown, get the interception, all of those things. And, of course, last week he made the unbelievable tackle against the Redskins on the screen, I think ultimately won the game for us. So, he's just a big playmaker. He's a very accurate tackler. He's not a knock-em-back tackler, but usually if you get him out there, whether it's space or in a hole, he's gonna make the tackle. And, I do think he has all the potential to be a great one.
And how's he doing? That was kind of a nervous moment. And as he appeared, he was, had something going on with his lower abdomen and then Tyron there with the stinger.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I just think he had his breath knocked out of him. And they didn't have anything for him after the game in terms of somebody that might be a concern. And then, of course, Tyron, had him checked out real good with a stinger. And hopefully he'll be able to play this week.
Another couple offensive linemen. One, Travis Frederick. We just haven't had an update, and I know that one's a tough one to update. And then Connor Williams. Where are you guys at with those two guys injury-wise?
Well, Travis, there's really no update. I mean, it's just day-to-day, week-to-week. Certainly don't see anything here on the horizon at the moment in terms of Travis. We just have to be patient. We ultimately, not unlike Jalen Smith, think this thing's going to come around and he'll be able to play football again. We just don't know the timing. And then as far as Connor's concerned, he was dressed, but we were trying to avoid getting him in the game, and we'll just see how he does on a short week. Probably at the end of the day, probably advantageous if we could get him, some more time. And Xavier is really playing well in his spot, and hopefully we'll be able to get him 100%.
How soon do you get the guys graded? You said that Suofilo played well. Is that something where performance could dictate who's on the field, or when Connor's healthy, do you anticipate him being in?
I hadn't really delved that far into it. I visit, with Will, and we peeked at it a little bit, but won't have all the final grades here until this afternoon. But, obviously the coaches will get in there and meet with them and continue to evaluate how Xavier's doing and then see where Connor is with his injury.
So everybody, I think, is incredibly excited about what's happening, even with Sean Lee banged up, that you're getting great linebacker play. But what does it look like when he returns?
Well, I think it's the same thing. I mean, you just can't have enough good players at the linebacker position. You saw it yesterday. These guys, when you play linebacker in the NFL, you're going to have moments. And to think that we might could get Sean back for the end of the season is just a plus. And I know they'll figure out. I think all those guys play better when they're fresher. And whether it's Sean, whether it's Jalen, or whether it's Leighton. So I know the coaches will figure that out.
How is David Irving, and when do you think we could see him again?
Those high ankle sprains are tricky. So don't necessarily think that he's got a realistic opportunity for Thanksgiving. But we're hoping – as we move forward here, he'll gain on it and make some ground and start to be a factor in maybe being able to play in some games down the stretch.
So between Suofilo coming in and getting integrated, and I saw Tyron Smith's had 3 really good games in a row out there at left tackle, feeling pretty good about Mark Colombo's start to his career as the offensive line coach?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great group to coach, but Mark is, he's intense, he's sharp. I think he certainly knows how to handle his situation in terms of you know, how he'd like to coach the guys. As we said, Paul did a lot of good things for us in terms of bringing some skills, bringing some techniques to that group. But as a whole, we just felt like, you know, the way Mark cut his teeth and having Hudson in here fits more for our offensive line group in terms of getting their confidence and being able to work as a unit.
Now, Steven, are you guys out there at the Star checking your pants pockets, seeing if there's any extra money laying around? Because it seems like Byron Jones and DeMarcus Lawrence are going to be needing some of that.
Well, it's certainly that's what you hope. I mean, you want your players to be homegrown. You know what they're about. You know, those two in particular not only are great football players, but they're great guys off the field, and no one wants them to have success and hopefully be here long-term than Jerry and myself.
So how about Cole Beasley's redemption after dropping the touchdown to come up with a big catch to set the game-winning field goal? Between him and Marr, I suppose there were a couple of Cowboys feeling pretty relieved on that ride home.
Well, he's just a competitor, and no one was sicker about that play. You could tell, you know, after it got away from him there in the end zone. I mean, that just rarely happens with Cole. He's so sure-handed, and, you know, he runs that route as good as anyone in the NFL, and for him to go out there and make plays after that play was over and be a huge part of us being able to pull that game out, certainly in my mind, was fitting for Cole.
Steven, what went into the decision to rock the sunglasses up there in the suite yesterday? It was looking good.
Well, I don't know if you were aware of it or not, but they had their roof open, and it was some huge glare there for most of the game coming through the hole. So I think once I had them on, I kind of had the rhythm there in the game, and I'm a little superstitious, so we kind of kept everything the same way.
So I just saw on Twitter, Jerry said he feels like the team is worth about $10 billion right now, but he has no interest in selling it for that amount or any other. Do you get a vote in that whole deal? Or
no, I don't. So he's the one and only vote that counts right now. So, but I'm right there with him. I know Charlotte and Jerry are as well, as is Gene. So, you know, it's obviously, you know, it's a passion of ours, the Dallas Cowboys are, and just can't imagine them, you know, not being a part of our life.
When's the last time you personally prepared one of the dishes for Thanksgiving?
Probably never. I let the people who know how to do it the best do the work, and there's a lot of people in our family that do such a great job of getting that turkey dinner ready that I let them do the heavy lifting.
Do you guys eat on Friday, or do you pull it off on Thursday?
We usually do it on Friday evening.
Well, have a great one, and best of luck to you Thursday. We'll be pulling for you to move into first place on that evening, sir.
Well, it's a big one. We've played our way back into this thing, but this one's ever been as big as the last two. So we got to pull this off, and it's great we've put ourselves back into a position to be relevant here.
Thanks again, sir. Have a good one.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.